From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Parts of the Midwest are bracing for blizzard conditions today as a major winter storm tightens its grip on the eastern half of the nation. Chicago is expecting possibly its heaviest snowfall in decades. Raymond Orozco is chief of staff for the city's mayor.
We may potentially be dealing with a storm of historic proportions. If we get the amount of snow that some are predicting, it will be the largest snowstorm in Chicago since 1967.
In Oklahoma City, the airport is closed, and Michael Cross of member station KOSU says conditions are deteriorating.
Well, it's bitterly cold out here. The temperature is in the single digits and wind chills in the negative teens. They're saying about negative 15 to negative 19 degrees out here. It's very difficult to see because there's so much blowing wind, gusts of up to 40 miles an hour.
And what are authorities saying about the travel conditions today and through tomorrow?
Authorities are urging people not to travel through Oklahoma. If you are traveling, just stop. Go to a hotel, go to a motel, because it's going to be like this through much of the day, and it's going to be even worse once the snow stops, once the temperatures drop even further.
That's Michael Cross with member station KOSU in Oklahoma City. The State Department is ordering all non-emergency U.S. government personnel to leave Egypt. The move comes as people jam the main square in Cairo for a massive anti-government protest. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the government is also helping private citizens leave Egypt.
The State Department had already begun voluntary evacuations of families of diplomats and non-emergency embassy personnel when the official order came out that they now must leave. In a statement, spokesman P.J. Crowley said the department will also continue to facilitate the evacuation of private U.S. citizens who need help. His statement says that the Cairo airport is working, but warns that it may be difficult for Americans to get there because of the protests. The State Department is offering help and chartering extra planes. It's also seeking help from Americans with family members in Egypt to spread the word. Internet outages have complicated the U.S. outreach to the American community there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Two Republican senators are proposing legislation that would allow states to opt out of the new health care law. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the proposal comes a day after a federal judge ruled that law unconstitutional.
Republican Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and John Barrasso of Wyoming are introducing a bill that would give states the option of freeing their residents from the requirement to buy health insurance. That's the provision of the sweeping health care law that a Florida federal judge declared unconstitutional yesterday. Graham says the waiver would take the health care debate from Washington to the states. South Carolina's other senator, Republican Jim DeMint, has introduced a bill that would repeal the new health care law altogether.
This is NPR News from Washington. The African Union summit has wrapped up in Ethiopia with the president of oil-rich Equatorial Guinea chosen as the new rotating head of the organization. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkin reports critics warn that that choice could undermine the credibility and image of the African Union.
President Teodoro Obiang Nguema shot to power after a coup in Equatorial Guinea 31 years ago. Rights groups say he has violated every human right the African Union has pledged to uphold. They argue Africa does not deserve a leader whose notorious regime is responsible for corruption on a grand scale and a total disregard for the people's welfare. The African Union is struggling to confront other leaders clinging endlessly and sometimes brutally to power. So some question whether Obiang's record won't make him unlikely to criticize, for instance, Ivory Coast's defiant incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo. African leaders hope Gbagbo will relinquish power peacefully to his rival after November's disputed presidential runoff. Ophelia Quist-Arkin, NPR News, Abidjan.
Factories are reporting a sharp jump in orders last month, the biggest increase in nearly 7 years. A private trade group, the Institute for Supply Management, says its index of manufacturing activity was up last month for the 18th straight time. The group says consumers are spending more on big-ticket items such as appliances and cars these days, while businesses have invested more in industrial machinery and computers. Stocks are rallying on Wall Street. The Dow Industrials are up 93 points at 11,985. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 38 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for